Let's get into the word. Genesis 12, 1. Serving will prosper you. It defines who you are, and then it causes things to work right in your other assignment in life. Wait a minute. Genesis is in the front. That's right. I was going the other way. God is good. Praise the Lord. Now the Lord said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show thee, and I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee. I will make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing, and I will bless them that bless thee and curse him that curses thee, and in thee all families of the earth will be blessed. Galatians 3:13 now. We're looking at Galatians 3:13. So we see here, as you're turning over there, we see that God conferred the blessing on Abraham. Amen. Praise the Lord. Galatians 3:13, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, are you there? I'm sorry, am I going too fast? Curses everything that hangs on the tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles. That's us. We're not Jews, is what that meant there. But we came into God through Jesus, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. So the same blessing that was on Adam and Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Joseph, so on and so on, yep, is sitting right here on you. We're talking about gaining momentum concerning the blessing. And we're just ridding ourselves of that concept. You remember what we said Wednesday night of, well, everything's just been going so great. Something's bound to happen sooner or later. We need to rid ourselves of that. Need to go ahead and have good days. Things do happen in the world, but you don't have to be expecting them. You need to expect good. Amen. So we talked about the fact that just breaking even is not helping the kingdom. Can't just be a person who breaks even. So now, unless you're really new here, we all know and understand that the blessing is not a prayer that you say over your dinner, or Pastor Nancy says over supper. She's from Oklahoma. Did y'all do supper? We did. At our house, it was breakfast, dinner, and supper. We didn't do lunch. We did dinner and supper. Anybody? See, we're just those old country folks. That's what we did. Anyway, Pastor Nancy, we're in good company. Amen. So it's not just a prayer that you say. You do bless your food, but you're blessing it to empower it to prosper in your body so that it'll do good things for you. Amen. And so, what we know then is that blessing came on Adam. He conferred it on Adam. Adam turned it. He perverted it. Adam did it. God didn't do it. Adam brought on the curse. Amen. So, then God went, got right back in line and started getting the blessing back out there. So, another thing that we understand is that the blessing is not just for you. The blessing is a commission. You should write that down. The blessing is a commission. Yes. It's a commission. The reason it prospers you in the first place is so that you can be a blessing. Amen. See, if you'll do that, if you'll see it that way, things will start changing in your life. You won't be the Dead Sea where everything just stops.
Well, that's good.
Amen. You're a running river. Things come in, things go out. Praise the Lord. You're looking for good things to do. I'll just tell you, church, the blessing will test you. It'll put you to the test. It's about trusting Father. And He wants you to depend on Him to prosper you. And so it'll actually put you to the test. Money is an issue of trust. Could you agree with that? It's true. So, when will you break through financially? When you trust God with the lowest thing in the kingdom. When you trust God with the lowest thing, and the money is the lowest power in the kingdom. Prayer is the highest power in the kingdom. So you got to start trusting God with the lowest power first. I mean, he's going to have to trust you with it. Excuse me. I stop hurrying here. So you're going to see that breakthrough. I'm going right along the lines of what Jordan was saying. You know, if you can't trust God with a dime of a dollar, how can you say you trust him with your healing or your salvation? Because money's the lowest. Come on, church. That's the truth. At least in our kingdom, right? Not in the other one, but in our kingdom. And by the way, the blessing works by faith. Yes? Does it? Okay. But there's corresponding action to faith. And that corresponding action is the tithing and the giving. Those two things, it's the seed time and harvest. Those are the things that make this thing run. That's what makes the blessing gather momentum, is that you continually, I mean, the tithe's set there, but you continually, okay, where are we giving? What are we doing? Da, 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 da. What's this for? You continually stay in that flow and you'll watch the blessing go up and stewarding your finances. Amen. And so, it's just imperative that we understand that. I know there are a lot of people that don't teach tithing. Actually, I don't know any people in our group, but I know there are people. But it's Bible, and it is New Testament.
Yes.
And it is the way you're, and it's not, like Jordan said, it's not just at the end when you decide to. You actually do it. I just want to put that in there for the people who are out there. We've talked about that earlier today, but I wanted to say it again because people are like, oh, the blessing, it's wonderful, wonderful. Well, participate in it.
Amen.
Yeah, so if you're planning to operate in the blessing, which is already on you, it's yours, you're going to need to understand that dime and dollar and honor thing. Amen. And so, look, do you have faith in the name of Jesus?
Yeah.
Do you have faith in the blood of Jesus?
Yes.
Do you have faith in God's word?
Yes.
Do you have faith in the blessing?
Yes.
Well, that's what you need to have it in. So we want that faith in the blessing then to develop. Now think about this. The Garden of Eden is the full expression of God's love. God created that garden before he put the man in it. Before he created the man, he said, I'm going to make all this, and then we're going to create someone in our image, and they'll have a place. So if you've ever thought you're going to run out of a place, you might want to rethink that, because from the beginning, God was supplying us with our homes.
Amen.
From the beginning, he did that. So no, there's just no doubt about that. So the garden is the blueprint for abundant life, because Eden means voluptuous. So this garden was not something out there where they're trying to dig and make a couple of squash grow. This garden is beautiful, full of tropical plants, beautiful things. Everything was subtropical, tropical on the earth before the curse came. Everything was beautiful. It was Hawaii on steroids, okay? It was awesome. And all they had to do is walk around and think and talk.
That's right.
That's what they did. Okay, I want that hibiscus to have some red coming out of that yellow. Boom.
Glory.
Amen. And those names of the animals, they were just downloaded so quickly, so easily. Amen. So the place is blessed. But what we see here is the point I'm trying to make to you is everything's been given. Everything's already been given. And so then we see that God then confers this blessing on Adam. He told him to what? Be fruitful, to multiply, to replenish, and to have dominion. So he's supposed to be in charge. So then you have to come into the fact that you have everything, but then you have a responsibility with it. And so our assignment today, had not Adam taken the curse, our assignment would have been to take the blessing to the universe. Church, if Adam hadn't fallen, is that good English, Ronnie? Okay. If Adam hadn't fallen, the gospel would be the blessing. That's what it would be. Now the gospel is Jesus got all that back. And he is our Savior and our Lord. But the blessing, had there not been a fall, would have been what we would have gone out and did. Look what we have. We have this Garden of Eden. Let's take it on out. We're going to move it on over to the other side of the earth. Okay, Venus looks good. Let's go. You know, you're like, huh? Yeah. You wouldn't have been as limited as you. See, you don't think of that because you're limited. But you don't have to be. So that's actually what would have happened. It's really interesting to me that so many think that prosperity is a curse. Or so they tell you that. But I want you to know that most of the people that come against the prosperity message are the people who just don't want to turn loose of any of their money. Because it involves giving. They don't want to be a part of that. No, those preachers are just trying to get your money. They're just trying to get your money. Now, you're way above that. Right. I mean, this class is way above thinking like that.
Amen.
We know better than that. But there are people who absolutely do think like that. But what they're really telling you is that they don't believe in the system of God. They don't believe in the kingdom of God. Do you believe in the kingdom of God? Do you believe it's a system? Do you understand that that system is seed, time, and harvest? So if you don't feed into that system and you don't work into that system and you don't believe that system, that system's not working for you. It's yours, but it won't work for you. It's the same with anything, even here on this earth. Yeah, well. There are people who like to use our government system. And they'll use it. They'll run it. They know how to play it. I can get this, I can get that, I can get this, I won't have to work, da 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 da. I'm going to use that system. And then they're stuck in life. Just stuck in a prison. I get this much on my check. I can have this much food stamps. They'll give me my medication. So it'd be okay. I can be sick all the time because after all, I do get it for free. Who cares? Let's be well. Let's be free. Let's be prosperous. Let's not depend on the lower system. Let's depend on the higher system. Let's just go ahead and nail it today. Is prosperity blessing or curse? Let's just nail it today in the Word. So go to Deuteronomy 28. And let's just go ahead and see so that you can tell everybody who says you're going to church with that money-grubbing preacher. Not to mention it's a woman. And word of faith. Oh my goodness, it's stacking up now. People need to read the Bible, don't they? And they need to study the Bible to see what that all really means. All those little lies they think. Amen. You there? Okay, it's going to be a little long here. We're going to verse 2. Deuteronomy 28:2. All these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you because you obey the voice of the Lord your God. Bless you will be in the city. Bless you will be in the country. Bless will be the fruit of your body, the produce of your kind, the increase of your herds, the increase of your cattle. That'd be your business. Come on. The offspring of your flocks, your baskets blessed, your kneading bowl. Blessed you'll be when you come in. Blessed when you go out. That means everything's working good for you. The Lord will cause your enemies who rise against you to be defeated before your face. They shall come against you one way and flee before you seven ways. That's an interesting number going out today. The Lord will command the blessing on you in your storehouses. So it's commanded on you. Did y'all see big L-O-R-D? See, it's already set up. When you're in the Word, not when you're perfect, we're in the New Testament. When you're in the Word, the big L-O-R-D, if you didn't listen, if you weren't here when we studied that, go back and look at the archives. You need to know what we're talking about. It's not God, the person, it's the system he set up. Okay, so the Lord will command the blessing on your storehouses and in all that you set your hand to do. He will bless you in the land which the Lord has given you. The Lord will establish you as a holy people to himself, just as he's sworn to you, if you keep the word of the Lord and your God and walk in his ways. Then all people of the earth shall see that you're called by the name of the Lord, and they'll be afraid of you. That means they're going, and the Lord will grant you plenty of goods in the fruit of your body and the increase of your livestock and the produce. So can you see that this is all good stuff? Now look at 12. We're going to like this one. The Lord will open to you his good treasure, the heavens, to give you the rain. Can you just go ahead? Can all, however many of us there are here today, why don't we all just receive that one today? Father, we receive the good rain from the treasure of heaven, the treasure of rain, in Jesus' name. It says, so you will lend to many nations, but you shall not borrow. So you don't have to be a borrower. You can have what you need. 13, and the Lord will make you the head and not the tail. You will be above only. I hear that, something that I hear often. And not beneath, if you do heed to the commandments and you observe them. Now let's look at the curse in verse 16. So we just talked about the blessing, and that's all this good stuff coming to you. Taking care of your enemies, filling your house, helping your land, raining on your property, making everything right. And now we're going to look and establish what the curse does. Curse shall you be in the city, curse shall you be in the country, curse shall your basket, your kneading. The Lord will send cursing, confusion, and rebuke in all that you set your hand to. You're going to be destroyed, perish quickly because of the wickedness. Your ox shall be slaughtered before your eyes, but you shall not eat of it. Your donkey shall be violently taken away from you. You'll not be. Now that just does not sound very good. No. But that's the curse. That's just to name a few. Now, so it's very easy to see that poverty destroys. It is the work of Satan. Now, even after we say this, there are people that are going to say this. Yes, it is a curse, but it could be a blessing in disguise because God would like to teach his people spiritual lessons. Now, this is right here where y'all know I go nuts and jump on this. But let's just prove this. Scripturally, let's just go ahead and prove it scripturally that I'm right about it. So here's what the scripture has to say. According to the word, there's just one purpose for the curse, and you find it in verse 20. There shall come upon you cursing, confusion, and rebuke in all that you set your hand to do until you are destroyed. There's one thing the curse is supposed to do, destroy. It didn't say the Lord gonna bring all that on you and teach you a lesson. Yeah. It didn't say that. Read the Bible. Amen. It said it's made to destroy. It is the work of Satan that God, that Adam joined in with him. Well, it says the Lord shall. Now look, big L-O-R-D. The system that is now in motion. Get the hint. Do it God's way, be blessed. Do it the dark way, you won't. Even the church.
Yeah.
But we're under grace. Yes, we are under grace. The good news is this belongs to you. But you're going to have to do something with it. I could give you a cookie right now, but if you don't eat it, Or, you know, you could say, you could be saying, man, I'm so thirsty. I need a drink of water. I mean, I haven't had a drink of water in 2 days. If I don't have a drink of water, I might go on to glory. So, but I could give you the drink of water and you could say, I believe if I drink this water, I will not die. Yep. Right? And you could get to just preaching it like that and getting all excited about it. If you believe it. But until you drink that water, you got a chance of dying. Thank you, Creflo. He taught us that a long time ago. So, just reminding you that the curse is for destroying. Proverbs 10:15 says, the rich man's wealth is a strong city. The destruction of the poor is their poverty. Poverty destroys. Poverty destroys. Now, look, this is real easy. This is 101. If you go look at those little African babies with the bloated stomachs and the flies buzzing around their eyes, you've seen it on TV, right? So it's easy to say that there's nothing noble about that. There's nothing noble about that. There's no honor in that. That's not good. And we know, you can look at that and see that it's obviously the work of Satan. Obviously. How many of you are awake today?
I'm awake.
But we often fail to realize this. It's just as much the work of the devil when someone in this church does without groceries. Somebody in here said, oh, I'm glad she said that because I need somebody to buy me some groceries. Well, you know, the truth is we will help you. But our biggest way of helping you is teaching you to work the blessing. Because we're not your answer. God is your answer. And we would really hurt you if we just gave you $800 a week for your groceries or paid your rent every month. We'd be hurting you. Can you see that? Well, y'all need, you know, that's the government hurts you when they just pay your bills. And then you pay it back with your taxes. I'm going to leave that alone. Praise the Lord. Okay. So, we don't want you to do without. We want you to be able to help the people who are doing without. That's why we talk about this. Amen. That's why we want you to wear the anointing to prosper. Do we want you to wear it but just so you look good? Yes. Because when you look good and you smell good, you influence good. Amen. I get tickled at some of our preacher friends, acquaintances. They're not really our, I don't know them that well, but one of the guys got up at our place we're ordained, the faith ministers, and he gets up and says, well, my wife's beautiful, but I have a radio face. He's sweet as he can be. But it doesn't matter whether you're as good looking as Jesse, but it does matter if you're as prosperous as Jesse. If you're as blessed as, y'all know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you may not be the beauty queen of the church, like me and Jess, but they're laughing. Okay, like Danny and Jesse. But the truth is, okay, like Irie and Danny and Jesse. Okay. Y'all want me to add y'all's name? Take too long. Okay. We just had a little fun. We're moving on. Now, so, but I'm telling you, if you have what you need and you have some boldness and you have some goodness and you have some sweetness and some kindness about you, and if you're willing to be a giver, God can do something with you. You can be an influence, but if you have nothing, you need some money and some anointing. And if you're not anointed, it's time to change that. You need some anointing to help people. And you usually don't see the guy with the cardboard box that's holding up the sign asking to pray for you. I'm just telling you the truth. God loves them. I love them. When the Lord tells me to, I give to them. But that's usually not the guy that's out there going, roll down your window, I'm going to pray for you and give you $100. He's not doing that. He's saying, anything will help. Y'all pray for me. Is he? That's not who we need to be on any level. We need to be that person that can help people. Am I helping anybody or should we just go home? Praise the Lord. We just talked about this. Some of you are way further along than others. I'm doing this to me. I need to go further. I need to believe for more. I got a building to build. And it's millions. So we can't be thinking about no $1 million building. That's this. We got to go up. We got to go up. We got to have a place for people. We got to go up so we can help people. We got to go up so we can go on mission. We got to go up so we can do everything we need to do. Well, you know, that's okay. I just need to come to church and I'm all right. And I'll just live in my own little world. Well, ask the Lord about that. Ask him about it. Now, just in the time I have left, I'm going to go here. Am I just being too mean to y'all?
Good, we take it.
Okay, Deb's staying.
Yeah.
You stay? Okay, got two. Claudia, will you stay? Okay, good. All right, praise the Lord. Regardless of how intense lack is, the nature of poverty is the same. On whatever level, it's still the same. It's a robber. It's still the same. It still steals from you. On whatever level. That's why we want you to go on up. Okay, just with the time, we're going to head down the trail here. And then Wednesday, we're going to, believe it or not, we're going to hit it again. A little bit different. I'm going to give you the fool's dozen on Wednesday night. You'll like that. Dee will be saying, well, about 12 times on that one, but it's going to be fun. Praise the Lord. Thank you for that help in the preaching. Sadly, many believers don't know how to plant the word deeply. You'll hear it today. That's why we go over and over things a lot so that we can at least get you to the place where you're thinking about it. And then you might go look at it. And if you do go look at it and you can get it deeper, once it gets deeper, then you're going somewhere. See, if you just come and listen to this and then worry the rest of the week, God told Joshua that the way to success was what? Anybody know?
Meditating.
Meditating the word. Meditation, this, don't make it hard. Don't make it, that's junk. Meditation is thinking about the word, reflecting on the word, praying about it as if it means something to you personally, and do that until it burns itself into your heart and your mind. You ponder a particular scripture and you mentally apply it to your own circumstances until it permanently marks your consciousness. How many of you have a scripture like that? Even, I'm not even saying pertaining to the blessing, but there's a scripture that is so burned in you that it's marked you. Everybody, you have that?
Yeah.
There's a particular scripture, right? my scripture from years ago was 2 Corinthians 9:8. God is able to make every blessing, supply for you every blessing in abundance. You may always have enough of everything and provide for abundance, provide abundance, every good work. Sorry, got to quit hurrying. But that scripture is how I wanted to live. I wanted to live being a giver, and I wanted to be able to have the grace to give it away, receive it and give it away, receive it and give it away. And that's lodged in me. It has a permanent home in me. And so if you looked me up in the Bible, in Romans, one of those gifts that people have, motivation gifts, I'm a giver. That's where you would find me.
Amen.
And everybody's called to give. Some people, I think, probably on different levels, but we are all called to give. Now, so you meditate, and it's church, it's very effective. It's very effective. You don't have to have, just get one. Well, you know, let's just use the simple one we all know, the blessing, because it's got the word blessing in it. The blessing of the Lord makes one rich. He adds no toil to it or sorrow. So you can go, the blessing. All right. The blessing is the empowerment to prosper. And that's on me. So I have the empowerment to prosper on me. But that also said that I don't have to toil. Now, I know it didn't mean not work. It meant not toil. So I don't really have to worry because that blessing will work. And what did it say? It said it made you rich. Yeah. And then I'm going to have to sit and decide if rich is an ugly word or not. So then you go looking around in the scriptures and you find out that a rich man has a lot of influence. So that would then be good, because I could have a lot of influence if I could go down here and help somebody. Like today, there would be some influence if I could go over to HEB and buy some gas cards and go out to the pump and listen to the Holy Ghost and say, hey, how much gas are you buying? Well, I want to contribute to it. Jesus loves you. Hey, how much are you doing? I'm going to get, hey, how about that? And you could say, well, the blessing made me rich, so I'm able to do it. Right?
Right.
What about just buying the coffee for the next guy in line? That's not hard. But maybe you might buy somebody's grocery sometime. But you can't do it if you don't have any money.
True.
But see, you meditated on that. It became a part of you. Okay, yeah, thank you, Lord. And you didn't go up there going, man, if I give this away, then what will I do? Ding. Ping, ping.
Well.
Come on. There she is. So, if you've ever seen yourself given to the poor or to a project here at the church, let's say that you've never seen or you've never given more than $100. Can we just work on this in the last 5 minutes?
Sure.
Let's get real. It seems that when we put this thing down to life, we all make progress. I don't want to say, y'all be blessed, use the blessing, go home.
Yeah.
Let's take it down.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's say right now that there's someone in this room, not many, because I know you, most of you, have never given over $100 in any project, event, person, to the poor, to any, you've never given over $100. What would change that to break you out of that cycle? First of all, you have to meditate on the fact that you're not supposed to worry, that the king, you're in the kingdom, that the blessing is working for you. You're meditating on a scripture. Amen. And then, what are you doing? You see yourself with your imagination being able to write a bigger check to the Aliyah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Are you with me?
Yes.
Okay, here. God didn't leave Abraham and Sarah without something to help them change their image.
That's right.
Now, you can use this for healing as well.
Yeah.
You can use this for joy. You can listen, we're talking about finances today, but I'm not just talking about finances. I'm talking about your whole life increase, okay?
Yeah.
Abraham had an image. We old, we barren. Both of them did. Yeah, well, you know, we never had a baby. Well, I've never given that much. Well, I've never had that. Well, I've never had a home of my own. Well, I've never done this. Well, I've never had that. People have that image. Well, it doesn't look like it's going to change because I'm still in that same cycle, still make the same money. Don't know how it could ever change. Yeah, I just don't know how. But God didn't leave them like that. He gave them an image. Go out and look at the stars. And put your eyes on the stars. And look at how many stars there are in the sky. That's how many people are going to be birthed through you.
Wow. Yeah. Wow.
So God's not going to leave you without an image.
Right.
Are you saying we really should use our imagination? Yes. Use it righteously. Use it with the word. See yourself prominent, but see yourself humble.
Amen.
See yourself giving. See yourself doing these things. See yourself stepping on that jet. See yourself going to that country you want to go to. See yourself doing that. See it. See yourself riding that horse.
Yeah. Okay.
Sorry, Dad. You know what I'm saying. You have to start seeing these things. And imagine a house. Imagine the kind of house you want to live in. Go look on realtor.com. Imagine your house. Don't covet someone else's property. Don't start claiming that property that isn't yours. You can say, Lord, when they're finished with it, I believe it's mine. But don't covet their property. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Now, so back to the giving part. 2 Corinthians 9:8, God is able to make all grace abound toward you, having all sufficiency in all things, that you may have abundance for every good work. So you're thinking that. I can give to that. We can do that. Some of you already do this so well. You've got your verse. It's lodged. You can quote it. You can quote it in your own words. You see yourself doing it, and you're going to do it.
Yeah.
Yesterday, somebody blessed all the men. One of the guys blessed all the men, paid the bill. Why? Because they can see themselves doing it.
Awesome.
Amen? They see themselves doing it. So they see themselves paying for the lunch. They see themselves being able to help that person. Praise the Lord. All right, and I'm going to close with this. Ronnie, will you put up Matthew 6:24, and you guys can just look up here as we're closing. I want to go here for the last thing, and we're getting out right on time. I realize that everyone here is in a different place. People watching online, you're in a different place. Some people are saying right now, man, you know, Pastor, what you're saying is good. I just wish I could pay my bills. I just wish I could pay my bills on time. I wish I had made enough money that I could pay my bills, live good, buy the clothes we need. I just wish that my money didn't run out before the month runs out. Is that backwards?
Month?
Yeah. Well, I'm going to show you something in the Word, and you need to get it today, and it'll change your life. Okay? No man can serve two masters, for either he'll hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Therefore, I say to you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body or what to put on. Is life not more important than food and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air, for they neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns. Your heavenly Father feeds them. And are you not of more value than they? Which of you by worrying can add one cubit to his stature? So why do you worry about clothing? Why do you worry about the rent? Why do you worry about any of that? So consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. And yet I say to you that even Solomon in all of his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Now if God so clothed the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? Therefore, do not worry saying, don't take it, what you shall eat, what you shall drink, or what you shall wear. Here it is. For after all these things the Gentiles seek, the people without God seek. For your heavenly Father knows that you have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, that's good.
Yes.
So, you can sit the blessing over here, and if you're here today seeking the kingdom, your bills are paid.
Yeah. Yeah,
amen. Yes, they are. It said Father will pay your bills if you're a kingdom seeker. Come on. So that doesn't even include the empowerment to prosper. That's just if you come here and you're just seeking God, God will pay your bills. What we've been talking about is above your rent. It's above your food. It's above your clothes. If you just have faith in this verse, if you just did nothing else, you could have a house, a car, cooled, a food, clothes, gas money. All that's taken care of just from being a seeker of the kingdom. That's what Jesus said. Listen to this. I want to. Do you see where it says righteousness there? Okay. Seek you first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. I want to show you something. Seek you first the kingdom of God and the character of the kingdom.
Oh. Oh, wow. Oh, that's good.
You got it? Seek the character. What's the character? What's Larry's character like? Okay. We know. What's the character of the kingdom like? The character is that it takes care of its people.
Uh-huh.
Not like socialism, not like communism, but like inheritance, like children. The Bible says the children of the kingdom are free. So that means if you're sitting here and you're a kingdom kid, you are provided for. This other stuff we've been talking about is momentum to go up so then you can be a provider. But just right here, you're just, if you believe this, you're taken care of. You're not, and you're not going to go backwards. Oh, yeah, I'll say that. Stop going backwards. Well, I can't help it. Yes, you can. Say it. I'm not decreasing. I'm not decreasing. Get mad and say it. I am not decreasing and I'm not taking your stuff.
That's right.
There you go. The only reason to go backwards in your life is A, you're backing up so that you can be a bigger giver. So you're going to do away with this for a little while so you can give over here. Right? That would be a reason. That would just be one of the reasons. But there's really not any reason to decrease. And there's not any reason. I can hear someone saying, help me, help me. I am. This is the truth. This is the truth. If you're a seeker, you've got it. You've got it. It's yours. This is the scripture you need to meditate on. I just gave it to you. Meditate on it. Look at it. Probably half of this congregation could quote this scripture. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, his righteousness, and all these things will be added. I mean, we've known that since first grade. I'm about to close. I'm just going to make sure everybody gets what they need today, okay? So temper down for just a minute. Be okay. Lunch will be there. What? Okay. Yes, that's true. You're still going to. It's 10 till. Let me help you just a minute. See, everybody's still making decisions. I am not going backwards. The Lord is my shepherd. Never shall I decrease. Well, I'm going to have to do this so I can do this. Look, there's a couple of reasons for backing up, but not very many. Not very many reasons.
Fear is not one of them.
Fear is not one of them. Look, get out there and look, stretch out your neck a little bit and look for some source. Pray. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. You ought to write this down. And the character of the kingdom. The righteousness of, this is how the kingdom behaves. This is how the kingdom behaves. It takes care of its citizens. It doesn't do it like socialism. It doesn't do it like communism. It doesn't steal from you or put you in prison. It makes you free.
Yes.
But it will take care of you. It will take care of you if you will seek it. You will move forward. Everybody's sowing into this. You just move forward.
Yes.
You sowed into this word. Now you get the kingdom concept, sowing in to the word. And I'm not saying that because I'm trying to get a bundle of money either. Thank you, Ronnie. Ronnie said, it's good. I'm going to say something to you. If you're going to start living from the top of the barrel, you have to get the barrel full. We can't be living with empty barrels. So first of all, what's in the barrel? Your rent, your mortgage, your car payment, your clothes, your kids' clothes, your food, expensive teenager tennis shoes. It's all in there. You got to give me five on that. Okay. It's all in there.
That's right. It's all.
You could just go home today and say, I got it. We got it. And then from there, get on the blessing.
Yes.
I better run after I say this. You listen to me?
Yes.
God won't pay you for sleeping. God's not paying you for sleeping. You're about kingdom business.
Yes.
Y'all are yawning and everything in here. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about in life.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. God's not going to pay you for sleeping. It's just not what he does. We do our assignments.
True.
When you start living by faith, you don't quit your job.
No.
You just live by faith. That job will produce. If you can't make that breakthrough, keep coming. Keep moving. You're going to make the breakthrough. But there comes to be a point where you have to act on your faith. You can't just sit at the house and talk about how rich you are forever. You're going to have to give, start working. You know what I always tell people who can't find a job? Then come work for the church. Because if you're working, then you'll start working.
Amen. Yeah.
Yes, that's very
true. It's the truth. If you start something moving, it'll move. That's why serving at the church will get you everywhere. Because you start working, you're going to start working. And you don't have to work where it's just, you may start out over at the Whataburger. That's right. So will we, because they need help. Actually, I'm not eating there right now. But the truth is you have to make something move. You can't turn that car unless it's running. And you're pushing the gas pedal.
Okay.
You can't, the ship won't turn unless it's moving.
That's right.
Nothing happens unless it's moving. Move this scripture and then start moving the blessing. Let's stand up. You receive it?
Yes.
Move it. Get on, this works. This works. This has absolutely worked for me for 30 years. For 30 years, I've been able to be a giver.
Amen.
And in my giving, I'm debt-free, have a debt-free house, have debt-free vehicles, have a debt-free church, and about to build another debt-free church.
Hallelujah.
We're free. We're free. This works.
Yeah.
It works.
This will build that.
Yes.
Amen.
Yeah. That's exactly right. Do that again. I like the way you did that.
I said this will build that.
Yeah, both of these, the kingdom, seeking the kingdom and the blessing of the Lord will build the church. It'll build your life. It'll build your house.
Mm-hmm.
It'll build your wealth.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, I'm just not very interested in building my wealth. You didn't hear a thing I said.
All right.
It's not about you.
That's right.
It's about this kingdom and about this world. People are going to hell every day. But if we can get them out of it, it'd be a great thing.
Yeah.
I mean, think of the people. When we gave to Aliyah and we got those people out of Ukraine, we did that before the war started. Think about that, y'all. And so those people skipped the whole thing. Now Shmulek called and we're trying to get some people out of Ethiopia. $800 for each person. I'm not asking you for that. I'm just saying use your faith that it starts coming in for them.
Yeah.
If the Lord tells us to do it, we will. He hadn't told me that.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just saying, but you can say something about it.
Yeah.
And then we'll see what the Lord says. Praise God. Are you blessed today?